fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the very first day of December. The prepper tip of the day is to test your alternative heat for your home. Maybe wood, maybe propane, maybe kerosene, whatever it is. Test it, make sure you've got what you need, that it works properly, that it's safe, absolutely safe. That is not optional. Okay. It looks like Dr. Horowitz is not with us yet. Hopefully he will be. In the meantime, we will have open lines at 512-248-8252. The U.S. government is now recommending that, let me see here what this says. Okay. Is now recommending that people get a COVID vaccination clot shot every 8 weeks. Every 8 weeks. That's the evidence that they don't keep you from getting COVID. They don't keep you from spreading it. The evidence is very clear and convincing to anybody who takes just a moment to look at it. President Clinton is advocating people get COVID vaccination clot shots. And he's making that recommendation just after he had COVID. Something's really broken here. Something is really, really broken that people can say that with a straight face. After already having had, been fully vaccinated, they say, fully boosted, that they still advocate people get the clot shot. Looks like somebody's calling in here. I'll find out who that is in a moment, I guess. Very strange. Very strange. I'll be talking to my friends who have connections to the University of Missouri Rolla Chinese community as soon as the show is over this morning. In fact, I'll be sending text messages to both of them to give them a heads up. Hopefully they will be able to get the information we need, and I'll report tomorrow morning on my findings, and I'll have some kind of information. I don't know what it's going to be yet, either confirmation or not, that Chinese students are, in fact, leaving University of Missouri-Rollin, going back to China. Here's what I'll be looking for, is that if they think they're going to be attacking the United States, if that Chinese plan attacking the United States, it wouldn't be just the students, but it would be their wives and children would be leaving also, because there's a lot of students who do have wives and children at the university. Instructors also, I believe. I'm not positive about that. There's probably some Chinese instructors there also, and I need to confirm that. I don't really know it one way or the other. It's a very strange world we live in. My generation grew up with the threat of nuclear war. We're taught to take cover if there was a warning for a nuclear blast about to go off. At the time, I recall, this would have been, I guess it was about the second grade, possibly third grade. The classrooms were in a lower level. The structure was built in the 1890s, very solid masonry construction. The lower level had stone walls that were about 2 feet thick, very sturdy walls. And we had to go into the hallway so that the stone walls would be between us and the outside of the building to provide protection from the nuclear blast. And it was scary. Of course, it was scary. Looks like we got a caller here. We got Paul in Texas. Good morning, Paul. You're on here, Paul. Paul in Texas.
Hear me?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
I hear you fine. Go ahead.
Okay, my comment is about the vaccination. Yesterday, you asked a question, and that was, when will they learn? And so I want to respond to that. My answer is never. And here's my evidence. With all the information you've been able to gather and you pass out, you could not convince your family. With all the information I've gathered, I could not convince my family. That's why I say never. Now, I want to give you the definition of the word remnant. Small remaining quantity of something. Now, I want to reference in the Bible Romans 11:5. Even so then, at this present time, also there is a remnant according to the election of grace. Now my interpretation of that is the remnant are those that are paying attention. So that's my comment.
Okay.
It's just heartbreaking that people don't listen, but...
It is.
Okay, so you have a good day.
Okay, Paul, thank you. Before we get to our next caller, I'm at the CDC official website. This is the official Center for Disease Creation website. And here it says, updated boosters are recommended for some people. It says, CDC recommends that people ages 5 years and older receive one updated bivalent booster if it has been at least 2 months since their last COVID-19 vaccine dose. So they want you to get a booster shot every 2 months, every 8 weeks. That's on the official CDC website. And let's see here. Okay. Looks like we have Melissa in Maryland. Good morning, Melissa.
Hello.
You're on air. What's on your mind, Melissa?
Hi, it's not Melissa. It's Catherine in Maine. And I had a quick comment I thought of you on talking about Missouri. There's a hub in Cape Girardeau of Young Global Shapers. Okay. And it's a WEF team. And I wasn't sure if you were aware of it.
Of what's this term again? Young Global Shapers? What is that? I've never heard of that before.
If you just put into the internet, WEF, Young Global Shapers, Missouri. You'll have many, many returns on it. Cape Girardeau is a hub for global shapers, and I'm clicking on it, globalshapers.org. I found out about it about a year ago. I'm not sure why I knew so early on. I just am seeing a lot of current articles. We believe in a world where young people are central to solution building, policy making, and lasting change. In each city, teams of global shapers self-organize to create initiatives that address local, regional, and global challenges. It's a World Economic Forum link here. So bottom line, you can go into this Global Shapers community and find all these all over. And I believe this is the first one in Missouri. And, yeah, so, and the other thing I noticed Zelensky said the World's Fair, he wanted it to be there in 2030, which I thought was an interesting choice of dates. And that was 2 days ago, I believe, he said that. So if you look, if you go in and look at Kyiv Smart City, there's six-year-old videos talking about the layout of building it as a, it's going to be a real hub for smart city stuff. So, and then 15-minute cities is another interesting search that I did. And
there's supposed to be a world's fair. You saying?
He asked for that 2 days ago for it to be held there in 2030. The World's Fair.
To be held where in 2030?
In Kyiv. I believe in Kyiv proper. World's Fair, just search it. It's early here still for me because I have an evening sleep shift. World's work shift, I always keep that schedule. World's Fair, if you look it up, just look it up. World's Fair Zelensky, and he asked for the World's Fair to be held in Ukraine, I believe in Kyiv proper. Zelensky offers Ukraine as 2030 World's Fair host, uploaded by Newsweek, posted 1 day ago. Okay? And it says on here, Odessa-Journal, Ukraine will become a role model, and I haven't read that article yet, but you can just look it up, and then 15-minute cities. That's also something that is going to probably, but the snowball is rolling down the mountain, you know what I mean? And the 15-minute cities, everything you need to do will be within a 15-minute walk, okay? And it'll be associated with your carbon footprint. Now, that's not going to fly very well where you are. I know, but...
Well, that's the way cities... 75 years ago, 6 to 7, you know, that's the way cities used to be. You could walk to the supermarket, walk to a bakery, walk to a movie show, walk to a park in 15 minutes. That's the way cities used to be.
Well, where I am, I can do that here, but my situation is tenuous because you and I both know I'm not expecting Social Security even to be around once I'm eligible for retirement. So anyway, I'm just going to, you know, it's really crackpotville that we're living in. So, but anyway, I just thought those were little interesting things because it's just looking like we're headed into this Between Two Ages by Zbigniew Brzezinski. I really recommend reading that because whether you like him or not or approve of everything that he did or said, he was brilliant, brilliant. I mean, at a level that few of us can even comprehend his writings, I don't think. But in Between Two Ages, America's Role in the Technotronic Era, it was published over 50 years ago. It has a QR code on many of the books have a QR code on the cover, okay? And he says that the worst time to be alive is when you're transitioning between two ages because we're going into the fourth industrial revolution. And he says it straight up. It's like hell to be, you know, living when we're changing from one way of life to another and the whole human 2.0 thing. So it's, like I said, you know, I'm just glad my parents are not here to see what's going on. You know what I mean? Anyhow,
okay.
So. All right,
okay,
take care.
Catherine.
Have a great day.
Thank you for the call. Now we get to Melissa in Maryland. Melissa, good morning. Okay, Melissa's not there. And now we go to Professor Jim McCanny. Good morning, Jim. What's going on? You're on air, Jim.
John, do you hear me?
No. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay, John. I just wanted to make a quick announcement. Because of this topic coming up, and it's really in the news today, there are people coming out of the woodwork. It came up on your show yesterday, And so I'm writing an expose. It'll be similar to the Nazca Lines paper. It'll be a white paper on the history of man and planet Earth. And so this is very important because there's so many people running around pretending to be experts and don't have a clue of what they're talking about. They don't have any science background. They don't understand all of the other people who've come before them. They don't reference them. And they're making conclusions that are just off the wall. And so, and remember yesterday I said stop dating, putting dates on things. Biggest things. But what I want to outline, and I'm not putting dates on anything, what I want to do is outline the different historical major events in the development of man that we know about, and then compare it to the standard story. And so that's the whole point of this white paper. Okay. So anyway, I just want to make that announcement. It's going to probably be released Tuesday.
Would this be a 60-year update on what Velikovsky did with mankind in amnesia?
Well, it'll definitely include Velikovsky, but it's really, really a lot more. Velikovsky had one little slice of the pie, and that's what we call the Venus event. When Venus came by twice, it had two different pole shifts, a very small one, and then it had a big one. And that's what I also call the Moses event, where Moses was bringing the Israelites out of Egypt, the Red Sea parting and all of that, the big tornado extending up into the sky are all effects of Venus coming by.
Okay.
And so anyway, that was one event. We have the Noah's Flood and a dozen other things. So anyway, this is going to be an expose on things we do know have happened, and like I say, not putting dates on them, and then also discuss dispel the idea that the Earth formed at one time, and the rocks on the Earth right now on the surface are somehow related to the original planet, is not true at all. When they're boring holes, they go down 4 or 5 miles, or with oil, you know, they go down 18 miles now into the Earth. And they're finding things like fossils. So the history of the Earth is totally distorted. Yeah. And the oil is not abiotic oil. They had to come up with that baloney to try and explain this oil that's way down there. Well, that was oil that formed on the surface when the Earth was in a different epoch. So the whole solar system, the baloney that NASA puts out that the solar system formed all at one time, 4.5 billion years ago, and nothing happened since, the Carl Sagan story. You know, it's really to provide a framework for people to work around. And the other thing that's happening right now is you have these people coming out who don't really know very much, trying to make, you know, and most of them point to what they think is one event. In the last 10,000 years, we've had probably 5 major events.
Really?
My two CDs set, I have some MP3 lectures on the Moses event, the Venus event, the Noah's Flood, and other things. But at any rate, that's what this is all about, to put this into perspective, because it's a timely thing. And there's a lot of people kind of coming out now with that, a comet hit Earth and did this. And it's just, you know, they don't know what they're doing. They don't have any clue. And they're just throwing mud on the wall and hope they can sell some books.
Right.
Anyway.
Right. Now, your white paper will be published at your website before the end of business day Tuesday.
That's the expectation, yeah, that it should be done by Tuesday. And anyway, I just wanted to make that announcement, so I appreciate having a minute to jump in and say that.
Well, thank you, Jim. We'll look forward to seeing it. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Take care.
Okay. And looks like Ernest in Michigan. Good morning, Ernest. Hold on, Ernest. We got a break.
I haven't talked to you in a long time.
We have a break. Hold on, Ernest.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you truly want to stay out of the system? Are you prepared to buy into the biggest scam since the Iraqi dinar? If not, then put your money where it belongs, in your possession, not in the hands of an international MLM cartel. At Kettle Moraine Limited, we will provide you with the finest Swiss-minted detachable gram sheets of pure 24-karat gold for hundreds of dollars less than the so-called privately issued credit cards with elusive gold backing. Gold backing? The only gold that I want is in my back pocket, not backed by promises of an operation even the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is suspect of, giving a rating of C-. To get the full story, visit Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com and go to the Valcombe Bullion Vault. Once you have read the whole story about the scam being perpetrated on an unsuspecting public and how you can avoid being a victim by purchasing these beautiful, barterable, tradable sheets of gold at tremendous savings and in the strictest of privacy, be prepared to take the steps to protect your wealth with the purchase of the real deal. Detachable 50-gram gold bars from Kettle Moraine Limited by calling 602-799-8214. Ask about our 1-ounce Valcombe detachable bars, which break into 1/10-ounce bars. And don't forget, for all of your precious metal needs, whether buying or having the need to sell, call Kettle Moraine Limited. Remember, no dinar, no celery, and no carrots. If you buy from someone else, tell them you want AU, not BS. Call Kettle Moraine LTD today at 602-799-8214. Kettle Moraine LTD, 602-799-8214.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. Well, we got a call here. My friend Linda, she's my neighbor. Her and her husband own the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road, a beautiful place, which is a high-end bed and breakfast. When I say high-end, this place was in Better Homes and Gardens when it was just built, and the clientele to the bed and breakfast come from Europe and from Asia to enjoy my neighborhood here in the South Central Missouri. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the photographs of the Christmas decorations. Is there going to be a video also or just photographs?
No, I can send a nice video also. I'll try to get that done this afternoon.
Well, that'll be great. I know you're busy. And I was talking to a lady yesterday. I gave you her name and number and explained to her about our this home for sale in my neighborhood and how it's in pristine condition. And I told her the following. I said, if you're coming from Europe or Asia to spend a week or two at a bed and breakfast, you expect perfection. You expect to find no dust anywhere. Just like an upscale Hilton hotel, everything has to be perfection when you travel from 12 time zones away to spend a week or two, doesn't it, Linda?
Yes. Yes, it does. That's what they expect, and that's what they get.
And that's exactly what they get. Now, the lady I talked to yesterday, she also was inquiring if the furniture and decorations are available for sale. And I said, look, Linda and her husband, they have a house full of all the nice furniture and decorations a human being would ever want. They don't need this stuff. So it's all available and negotiable, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, that Log Lodge on Yoakum Road is in my neighborhood, about a 10-minute drive from my home. It's beautiful. It's elegant. It has a 30. What's the height of that ceiling in the great room? 35 feet.
Yes, it's short of 30 feet by about 3 inches.
Okay, a 30-foot great ceiling. Well, we won't argue about 3 inches. You can put the biggest Christmas tree you ever thought of up in there. What is the height of the Christmas tree you put in there?
Yeah, we put a 12-foot Christmas tree in there this year, and it really looks rather small.
Yeah, well, it doesn't even come halfway up to the ceiling.
Exactly.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, the photographs are at my website at thelibertyman.com under real estate. It's a beautiful place. It could easily, 12 people could live there and not be on top of each other because there's so many bedrooms and bathrooms. Very pleasant, surrounded by the National Forest. The odds of having neighbors are almost non-existent, aren't they? Close
by.
Yeah,
that would not happen, right?
Yeah. No, not right next door anyway. Well, thank you, Linda. We appreciate the update. And ladies and gentlemen, you want to check out a beautiful home that's for sale right now to the first buyer, check out the Log Lodge on Yoakum Road at thelibertyman.com. Thank you, Linda. We'll talk soon. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you, Jan.
Okay. Next, we go to Ernest in Michigan. Thank you for being patient there, Ernest.
Hey, good morning, John. I met you years ago at the old Prophecy Club here at one of the hotels in Michigan.
Really? Really?
By the airport.
Okay.
Yep. And I knew John Staten a little bit when he lived here in Michigan for about 5-10 years.
Absolutely. So what's on your mind?
Okay. I live in the western suburbs of Detroit, near Ann Arbor, where the Chinese are. And that's another story for maybe another conversation at Ann Arbor. I have a friend of mine that lives in a senior high rise near the Ford Bronco plant in Wayne, Michigan. And he's seeing almost every day that they're taking seniors out of there with health problems. He knows of two ladies that one of them for sure has blood clots because he went yesterday to get a baby aspirin. Her doctor said get baby aspirin because she has blood clots.
Right.
So he's seeing it every day as a kind of a microcosm of the jab. Like every 2 months, they come in a pharmacy from one of another Detroit suburb comes there and gives the clot shot. So that's what's going on there. So he sees it every day. So maybe some of your other listeners live in a senior high rise and they kind of observe stuff. But anyway, another thing, my son is married to a doctor at the U out in Ann Arbor, and I warned my son, but he wouldn't listen. They got the two clot shots. And one booster, but they're not giving their kids the booster, and they're not taking any more boosters. But I can't get any more information out of them. I think they've probably figured it out finally.
Well, it's embarrassing and humiliating to know that you made a massive mistake that may kill you and your children.
Right, right. I know another guy. I'm in the Ann Arbor Ski Club, which is a pretty good sized ski club. He was a barber in Ann Arbor, and he was a Vietnam era veteran. He took the Pfizer at the VA hospital, and he died of an adverse reaction. I didn't have the heart to tell him. I talked to him about a month before he died last, not this summer, but the summer before last. He was one of the first ones to get the you know, when they start putting the jab.
Hold on, we have a break here. We'll wrap up your comments after the break.
Okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure and natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. We have a lot there and new things being posted all the time. The humor section is getting a lot of great reviews. We need some humor in our lives, and it's a lot of fun. I like to point out the clips from a Lloyd Bridges movie done 30 years ago. Lloyd Bridges, his character is the President of the United States. And it's funny. This guy could be Joe Biden. It is really funny. We have a new commentary from Steve O'Neill. Steve has not been posting much since this past August, but I think it's very insightful. And, of course, the products that will help you achieve your goals, such as the energy cleaner, the rocket heaters, and so forth, products that will help you maintain health, have better health, stay warm in the winter, and save money. You check those products out and make your decision. I'll be glad to help you with them at thelibertyman.com. Let's get back to our caller here. Ernest, I recall that speaking engagement. It was at a hotel meeting room there by the airport.
Correct. And,
during one of the breaks, it was a 3-hour presentation, two 15-minute breaks. a gentleman introduced himself, and he said he was with the insurance industry. And here's what he said. He says, John, my coworkers in the insurance industry and myself, we've wondered for years why there's so many retired Navy people in the zip codes of the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks. He said, now we know. I remember that presentation quite well, Ernest. Well, I'm sorry your son and daughter-in-law and grandchildren got the clot shot. Maybe they were fortunate and got the saline solution instead of the real poison, but we won't know for a while, will we?
No, but this is, I was going to, after the break here, I've started to put my thoughts together, what I wanted to say, and you kind of led into what it was really amazing. My son, when he got the clot shot, supposedly the first time, spring of 2021, I think it was April, his father-in-law, who's a well-known Democratic politician here, called him up to Flint to get Flint north of Ann Arbor here to get. So I don't know if he got his second clot shot or the booster in Flint, but I find it real strange that he was called up to Flint to get the clot shot. You follow what I'm saying? Did he get pray to God he got the saline solution?
Yeah, because if you go to the CVS or Walgreens or someplace like that, you'll get the real poison.
But to get called by your father-in-law, who's a well-known politician, hey, and I'm not, you know, this is, I'm trying to get more information out of him, but he, you know, he doesn't like to talk too much because he took the shot, and he it's obvious him and his wife have figured this out a little bit, you know.
Right.
The other thing, for maybe another call, is about the Chinese in Ann Arbor. And let me mention about the industrial espionage that's going on here at the University of Michigan, the science technology that's being stolen there. And then I know people that work for Ford and the company I retired from. A buddy of mine worked in a laboratory for a Chinese scientist, and his cover was that he was from Taiwan, but they did some work for Ford's on a water-based hydraulic system technology. And when they finished with their work, this scientist that he worked for was caught faxing the data not to a Taiwan area code, but to a Peking area code. And the company caught it because with the phone system, he was fired. I don't want to mention that it's one of the biggest chemical companies in the world. So that's, and then I talked to other at my gun club, Ford engineers and technicians that work in research in Dearborn, where the Chinese have been escorted out of the building. I think it was in the battery technology area. So there's all kinds of industrial espionage going on here in Michigan. Still there?
Well, yeah, and that's interesting. That's expected, keep checking on the Chinese. If you can find out, Ernest, if there's...
I'm going to try to get you information. I've got contacts at the U out there, you know, if they're leaving or what's
the question.
Going on.
That's the question. Are they leaving? Okay. Thank you, Ernest. We appreciate
your
call.
We'll talk. Bye.
Okay. Well, we do have a little bit late, actually 38 minutes late, to Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Dr. Horowitz is a guy with his brain on fire. And listen to these websites. Listen carefully. The most recent one, which we had some issues, was attacked and back up and running. War on WeThePeople.net. War on WeThePeople.net. Then we have 520 Radio. I turn it on whenever I'm working up in my studio. Going to next, JudicialCorruptionNews.com, HealthyWorldStore.com, where I do some shopping, RevolutionTelevision.net, and MedicalVeritas.org. Good morning, Doctor.
Hey, John, good morning. My apologies. You know, this is very interesting that Apple is in the news for censorship with Twitter and Elon Musk. And my iPhone, Apple iPhone, failed to go off when the alarm was set this morning. And I had a very late night, so I apologize this morning being so late.
Well, no apology necessary. We're glad to have you with us. And we do have some callers stacked up here. But before we get to the callers, I heard yesterday that the CDC is now recommending a COVID vaccination booster every 8 weeks, and I confirmed that just this morning at the CDC website. They want people to get a COVID vaccination booster every 8 weeks. Pretty incredible, isn't it, Doctor?
Well, actually, it's expected. And that was on Fox News last night as well. And yes, the fact of the matter is that nobody's really dealing with the fundamental issues of why that's taking place. You're looking at what we've covered in the past shows, the bioelectronics, the injection of the graphene and the technology, cloud connection, and what Musk is.
Yeah, you're blanking in and out. Let's get Dr. Horowitz reconnected, and we'll take a call from Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Horowitz. Okay, John, I was holding over. I'd be interested in Dr. Horowitz's response to this. It's not vaccine related, but actually I was responding to what Professor McCanny said about that we call the Moses event, the exodus of the Israelites out of Egypt and all the miraculous stuff that occurred there and the parting of the Red Sea and such. And this always makes me cringe when scientists feel compelled to try to apply some natural explanation to an inherently miraculous or supernatural event. God is the creator of the universe. The Bible says the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and he's in control of all things natural and supernatural. So it's when God performs a great miracle, I mean, and once you're into the miraculous, it's in for a penny, in for a pound. It's a departure from the events of natural law. And it makes me cringe when I hear scientists squirming to try and explain things like the parting of the Red Sea based on astronomical events and things like that. Dr. Bill Deagle used to do this too. And it's like, no, God is a God of miracles. There is no way that a natural event would fit the timing of all the events associated with the Exodus was unbelievable. The Red Sea opened up this huge number of Israelites. They went down, walked through, and there was space between them and the Egyptians, who then came after them. Well, the Israelites got out on the other side, and the walls of water came crashing in on the Egyptians. So, I mean, that's not the kind of specific event timing and everything wouldn't happen with the random chaos that would be associated with some sort of astronomical event. So to be sure, God is, whether it's the plagues of the frogs or whether you're talking about resurrections or, you know, in the Old or New Testament or thing, God is God of miracles. He doesn't need an astronomical explanation for his miracles. He simply does them. And later on, we saw the miraculous walling off of the River Jordan when the Israelites crossed over into the Promised Land. You have the two great water miracles. And it's just, you know, God can do these things. He doesn't need planets to align in order to accomplish his will. So I'd be interested in hearing what Dr. Horowitz has to say about that as well.
Okay, well, I got a response first. Don't go away, Glenn.
Okay.
In the book of Isaiah, the Hebrew army needed about 3 hours of more daylight to win their battle. They got
Exodus,
their extra
Exodus,
hours.
Isaiah, I'm sorry. Extra, I'm go ahead.
They got their extra hours of daylight, and they won their battle.
Right, right.
Emmanuel Velikovsky did something no credentialed archaeologist had ever done. He reconciled the ancient calendars, because you can't line up ancient events, can't be done, unless you reconcile the ancient calendars first. So his reasoning was the following. If the Sinai Desert, when it was supposed to, then... or didn't set when it was supposed to, then it could not have come up when it was supposed to over China. You know, the Chinese at that time had calendars, they had left written records, and the sun did not come up when it was supposed to on the very same day that didn't set when it was supposed to over the confirmation of a celestial event that did take place. And Dr. Horowitz, if you got a response, we'd like to hear it, sir.
Yes, hi. I wonder if you can hear whether they're being censored. Well, I'm being censored on the connection here is a possibility, too. Can you hear me, John?
We hear you fine. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I'm in total agreement with the necessity of a whole spiritual, miraculous manifestation to get us out of this mess. And I'm completely in agreement with the way the Creator works this way. And I'm also very aware that karma cannot be escaped. This is virtually karma that we're witnessing right now, the unfolding of literally the full book of Revelation and the great deception of the wealthiest men of all the nations being seduced and deceived by the sorcerers, which is pharmacopoeia, pharmaceuticals, and now you deal with the whole civilization transformation and condemnation to fascism of this entire vaccination agenda, which is not anything about COVID. It's not about protecting public health. It's about transhumanism, and that's the gross deception. And I'm pleased that some of the fundamental elements are starting to bird on Fox. Yesterday, Jesse Waters had an excellent interview where finally, what we've been saying, John, for solidly 2 years, that this is a globalization, a manipulation, and a literal racketeering enterprise that is reflected in big censorship, that this is what we're dealing with, that also controls not just the Democratic Party, but the entire field of public health. And I think with the evidence for that, that actually ties into my litigation against Pfizer and Moderna and my censorship across the board. I've been censored. It started with MailChimp, which was with companies that does not permit me to this very moment, up to 30,000 of my very dedicated, wonderful subscribers and healthy or people who, you know, just love what I do. They've censored me completely for solidly a year now. And now with Elon Musk and Twitter coming out in the news, similarly situated, well, you've got a whole concept of who's behind it. And that, in a lot of ways, is what are the major companies? When you start to look at companies behind this racketeering enterprise, which is completely satanic, there's no question now. It must be presumed that we're dealing with spiritual warfare at this point, because all of the elements are literally lining up to the entire understanding. So with the series of facts, and all those facts only tell really one story or the entire theory, you must then, in law, have a presumption of guilt. Such a thing as you must presume guilt. It's not, you know, you presume innocence before guilty. In some cases, in law, which we have now, we're dealing with spiritual warfare. We've talked about so many times, spirit being energy, energy being frequency. We're dealing with the bioelectronic engineering that fulfills their long, their centuries-long goal, if not millennia-long goal. That's what the Abbott Labs testing. Abbott Labs, look at Merck Pharmaceutical Company, look at BlackRock, the major shareholders in these companies, and MailChimp, which is complicit with the media in the censorship of yours truly and others. Then now you're literally seeing what is called a racketeering enterprise. You've defined horizontal as well as vertical elements in a classic racketeering suit. And that's what Congress gave us, 42 U.S.C. 1988, to be able to prosecute. And our Justice Department also for the law and administer justice. Seeing, and I'm grateful for callers like this that are actually saying what we've been saying. We need a miracle to get out of this mess, and that's what's happening. There is, just the evidence of this show indicates you've got exactly the whistleblowers, the watchmen, who are literally informing those pure-hearted people who are in that religion, that is what is the salvation message. Completely with the caller.
All right. Glenn, we need to move on. We do appreciate your call. It was a great call.
Okay.
Our next caller is John in Texas. Good morning, John. Brett coming up.
Hello. Dr. Horowitz, I recently got some information that seemed to indicate that... hello, can you hear me?
We're listening,
yes, John.
Gotcha.
That
that Donald Trump, in fact, is a controlled opposition. In fact, that he took part in a ceremony in which the future world dictator was crowned by something like a Vicki Goforth Parnell. Can you comment on this, or have you heard of this, and can you comment?
We'll find out if Dr. Horowitz has heard of it or not after the break. Stay tuned, everybody.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules. Like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino neocon cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing, I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're visiting with Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Listen carefully to these websites. WarrenWeThePeople.net, 528radio.com, judicialcorruptionnews.com, healthyworldstore.com, revolutiontelevision.net, and medicalveritas.org. Doctor, before we get back to John's question, will you be able to say over the next half hour?
Sure, John, thank you.
All right. Did you hear John's question about President Trump being president at a ceremony crowning the king of the world?
Yes, and I think most people don't recall the fact that President Trump was needed to be president of the United States. Democratic Committee, John Podesta, the name candidate, IDE Piper candidate. In 2015, John Podesta, Democratic National Committee, were looking for easily defeated opponents that for Hillary Clinton. And the memo went out from John Podesta committee to say that Donald Trump would be an ideal candidate because he's got so much baggage, essentially, be the Pied Piper that would lull the American public into a easily defeated, Democratic victory and defeat. So this is, even though I voted for Trump, and again, look at the situation. This is consistent with the capture of America. That divide the sheep that are never really up to the task. And what they have they done with Trump? And what did Trump do himself? To attack Ron DeSantis was absolutely, to me, indicative of solid, irrefutable evidence of complicity, not a brave complicity with dividing the Republican Party, the sheeple, to conquer this fuck now, and disgusted. Absolutely disgusted, not so much at the division, because that's expected. Unfortunately, Trump agenda by the Trump administration, the campaigning that's ongoing currently, it's to me, it is all a setup. And again, this is why we need divine intervention, because there's nothing that we are actually, even though it's righteous, it's appropriate, it is all American, and it's necessary for us to vote. We've got to be able to cast our votes to choose, but the choice that we're given really controlled. And so, yes, controlled opposition is exactly what I think you would define President Trump as, particularly at this point.
John, you still there?
Yes, I hear you. So, said that according to Stan Johnson, he said that this proves that it indicates that the Trump is a controlled opposition.
Okay. John, thank you for your call. We have a top of the hour break. We'll call and hold. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.